World of Wonders, Shaping Tomorrow.
Chapter 1. Information Overload. Reading.
Today, we can get all kinds of information, from weather reports to medical advice, via our computers and our mobile phones. In addition, many governments are allowing the public easy access to more and more information,helping us to get a better idea of the state of our nations and the effectiveness of our politicians than ever before. The information age is a democratic age. Anyone can consume, analyze, and provide information. For example, in addition to traditional media like newspapers and TV, we can now get news and information from blogs and media websites like YouTube.The information we find can help us to live better, healthier, more enjoyable lives. However, the sheer volume of information available to us today poses a problem. With so much information available, how do we judge its quality? A study published in the British Medical Journal found that more than 40% of health advice websites contained incorrect or misleading information.Much of the erroneous information we encounter is the result of ignorance or carelessness by the authors. But there are also many cases of misinformation being distributed deliberately. For example, a racist group created what seemed to be a high-quality history website about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but which actually sought to devalue Dr. King's achievements by spreading lies about his life. Similarly,News stories in newspapers and on TV news programs can be influenced by the political positions of their editors. This can sometimes lead to opinions being presented as if they were facts. In 2006, the Project for Excellence in Journalism found that while personal opinions were presented in 4% of news reports on CNN, they occurred in 68% of the reports on the rival Fox News Channel.More insidiously, a Fox News program secretly altered photographs of New York Times journalists, making them look older and uglier. We should also be careful before we buy anything, especially online. Many products make claims that defy common sense or are simply impossible. Checking customer comments or review sites can often help us to make a decision about buying a product,But we should still be careful, as such comments are sometimes faked. In 2010, a British university professor was discovered to have posted positive comments about his own books and negative comments about his rival's books on the Amazon website. Always keep in mind the old adage, "If it seems too good to be true, it probably is."So what else can we do to identify and protect ourselves from poor quality information? A good approach is to take everything with a pinch of salt. Journalists are trained to ask who, what, where, when, why, and how about any information, and it is good practice for us to do the same. For example, we should consider who has produced the information. Are they experts, amateurs, or cranks?When was the information produced? If it is too old, then maybe it will not be of use to you. What was the source of the information? Has the writer made any references to other sources of information? If there are any references, check them to see if they really say what the writer has claimed. If there are not, try to find an independent source of information and see if the two agree. Where did the money come from?Knowing who paid the writer can be very informative, as many organizations will only fund information that presents them in a good light. Consequently, knowing where the money came from can be a good guide to errors and bias in information. Why was the information produced? Is it intended simply to explain something, try to sell us something, or try to get our support?A simple explanation is unlikely to be deliberately misleading, but could be factually incorrect. Information produced in order to persuade us to buy a product or to support a viewpoint will contain some biases at the very least. Finally, How did you find the information? If you simply found it via a link on a website, then it will probably have all of the same flaws that the original website had. Try doing a different search and looking for different sources of information. You can also check to see if the website has been listed on a web page that identifies and describes internet hoaxes and urban legends, such as Snopes.com. In order for us to best take advantage of all the opportunities that the information age brings us, it is necessary for us to maintain a skeptical attitude. By questioning rather than simply accepting the information we come across, we can make sure that we are rarely deceived and always end up better rather than less informed.
Summary. Fill each space with the best word from the list below.
The huge volume of information available to us today brings with it a problem. Amongst the useful and reliable information that we need is information that is erroneous or which has an unwelcome bias contained within it. If we treat these sources of information as reliable, we are in danger of being deceived by it. Instead, we must approach information as if we were journalists investigating it, in order to protect ourselves from error. By identifying misleading and distorted information, we can ensure that we make the most of the information we consume.